Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Man, I've had a ton of fun on this Football Friday. It's a Donnie Football Friday. Have you had fun, Donnie?
I've had a blast, Joe.
I'd love to invite you back. I hope we do this again. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. The way we do it here, Donnie, is we're going to pick three college games first. And the big one, for Pitt's purposes, is the visit to North Carolina. They're a 2.5-point favorite. They don't beat North Carolina that much. Who you got? Rodney Hammond back in the fold.
I think that's big for Pitt. Hammond, he won't be asked to do a ton because Desmond Reed has been such a good find for the Panthers, but Eli Holstein has been awesome. I'm taking Pitt. I think they cover and they go to 5-0.
The question for me is North Carolina, after giving up 70, it's always, you know, after a debacle like that, do they fall apart completely and quit? Or do you circle the wagons like the Buffalo Bills? I respect Mack Brown. I think they circle the wagons. I'm going with North Carolina to cover, but Pitt to win by one on a last-second field goal. Penn State, -27.5 against UCLA. UCLA.
I'm going to go UCLA. I mean, that's just a huge number. That is a big number, and Penn State hasn't defended the big numbers this year. I will go UCLA with the points, but Penn State still wins with comfort.
I'm with you. The number's too big. Drew Aller was decent in the last game, but are they capable against I know UCLA struggled. Are they capable of winning by that many? I don't think it's a good bet. WVU +6.5 at Oklahoma State. I'm taking Oklahoma State. You?
I'll go WVU.
The Crowleys.
Yeah.
You like them. All right, let's go to a big game in the AFC North. Ravens -3 at the Bengals.
I think the Ravens are going to run all over that defense.
Ooh.
Yeah, the Bengals defense really worries me. I mean, Joe Burrow is what he is. He's a hell of a quarterback. He's going to have to keep up with what Baltimore does on Sunday because that Cincy defense is bad.
I know, but I think Burrow, who's been playing better and better, wins this game outright. I'm going Bengals. Browns +3.5 at Washington.
I simply don't trust Deshaun Watson. I think that he will screw this up even if they have a lead late. And Washington looks really good. Jaden Daniels looks like the real deal. I'm going Washington.
They look too good, Donnie. That's the problem.
Got to fall back down to earth.
Yeah, it's the NFL.
I just don't trust Watson.
Me neither, believe me. But I think the Browns can make this ugly enough to lose by a field goal. Wait a second here. If the Browns lose by a field goal, then Washington covers. No, then the Browns cover, right?
What do you have it at?
+3.5 Browns, -3.5
If the Browns lose by a field goal, they cover.
So that's why I'm taking the Browns to cover. Lose the game, but make it ugly enough where you cover. I don't trust that Washington's this good. I don't. Here's our bonus game before we get to the Steelers. And I think it's one of the greatest bets I've ever seen. Ever seen. Bills -1 at the Texans. Is this game actually in Houston? Am I reading this correctly?
See, I'm seeing Houston -1 at home.
You are?
Yeah.
Holy bird follicles. I'm still taking Houston. I'm taking Houston to cover and pass all over the Bills.
So am I.
I mean, they're going to beat the Bills by 10 or maybe two touchdowns. Did you see the Bills pass defense the other night?
They got shellacked.
Their defense
pretty much
overall,
every way, shape, or form you could in a football game.
That defense stinks. I'm going to tell you that right now. I love Josh Allen, believe me.
I'm going Houston.
I'm going Houston all day long. All right, the big game. Steelers -2 against the Cowboys. This game could be close in the first half. I wouldn't be surprised if Dak got off to a good start. He can go off on you. He can with C.D. Lamb, some other weapons. Sure, they could be leading by 10 early in the game. Score a couple early touchdowns, but eventually that defense is going to fold. The Steelers are going to put up some points, and then you know how it goes in home games around here. Especially prime time, you got a lead, you unleash TJ. And that's what's going to happen. And the Steelers are going to win the game. I'm going to say something like 29-17. I think they cover easily in the second half.
The Steelers will score not one, not two, not three, but four touchdowns in this game, Joe. It will be a Steelers season record to this point. And they're going to win this game 28-20.
Limit, Steelers -2. Who you got?
I like the Steelers in this one, guys. I think they're going to put up some points against the ravaged Dallas defense, but it'll be close. 24-20 Steelers. Cover, Steelers win.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. High of 77 today with sunny skies. Gentlemen, let's do a very quick round of over-unders for this game before we pass off to the PM guys. It's going to go Donnie, Limits, and me. Mike Tomlin, over under 0.5 timeouts he keeps in his hip pocket.
Over.
I'll go under.
Over. Mike Tomlin, if this isn't over under necessarily, if Chris Boswell has a 58-yard attempt, 58-59, does Tomlin let him kick it, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, because it's at home.
I agree. Over under Justin Fields, 45.5 yards rushing.
Over.
Take the under slightly.
I'm going to take the over. I think Justin Fields has his first gigantic rush game here. Over under Najee, 1.3 yards per carry.
Over.
Over.
Barely over. What's the other guy's name? Simpkin?
Aaron Shamklin.
Shamklin. The substitute teacher. Over under 3.5 carries.
Under.
Over. He gets a couple.
I say over. Mount Washington, over under 0.5 touchdowns.
Under.
Under.
Over. He gets a touchdown in this one. TJ, over under 2.5 sacks.
Under.
Give me the over. 3.
Over. Minka, over under 0.5 interceptions.
Just for you, Joe, over.
Not yet. Under.
It's time. Over. Thank you, gentlemen. This has been a joy, Donnie Football. What a wonderful man you've become. I hope to see you next Friday.
I would say let's do it again next Friday. It was a blast.
Limits, you're an absolute genius.
I will second every motion that you guys put out there.
See you, buddy.
Have a good weekend. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.